On Tuesday evening, about 200 gun rights advocates traveled to Randolph to weigh in on proposed firearms legislation. Many lawmakers are pushing for a 48-hour waiting period for gun purchases. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, opponents of the legislation say it's an unwarranted infringement on their right to bear arms.
For Moncton resident Scott Chapman, the question before lawmakers this year boils down to this.
What we have before us is a pure civil rights discussion. Whether or not our right on the Second Amendment in Article 16 of the Vermont Constitution is a right as equal to our other individual rights.
The Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution couches the right to bear arms within the framework of a well-regulated militia. Article 16 of the Vermont Constitution, though, is more unambiguous in its construction, and it reads, quote, that the people have a right to bear arms for the defense of themselves and the state. It's sacred language to advocates like Chapman, and he told lawmakers that they're treading on gun rights in ways they wouldn't dream of restricting other constitutional protections.
How about the media here? How about they have a 48-hour waiting period to produce the 6 o'clock news and have to ask government permission to exercise their First Amendment rights?
Chapman's comments won him a round of applause from the crowd that turned out for a public hearing at Vermont Technical College, where opponents of the new gun bills vastly outnumbered supporters. The 48-hour waiting period isn't the only proposed gun bill in Montpelier this year, but it's the one that appears to have the most momentum in the statehouse right now. That's because several prominent lawmakers, like Senate President Pro Tem Tim Ashe, think it'll help reduce suicide rates that are among the highest in New England.
I personally support the waiting period provision, although I'm open to the length of duration.
Ashe says he rejects the idea that a waiting period constitutes a restriction on Vermonters' right to bear arms.
It doesn't create any prohibition on particular gun purchases. It doesn't create a class of people ineligible to purchase them.
Even if the 48-hour waiting period is a restriction, Christopher Ashley of Norwich told lawmakers there's a legitimate public interest in imposing it. Ashley says a 2008 U.S. Supreme Court decision called District of Columbia v. Heller affirmed that people have a right to own a gun for self-defense.
But it also ruled that this right is not unlimited and the government can place reasonable restrictions on that right.
A law that could reduce the likelihood that someone will use a gun to harm themselves or others, Ashley said, is a worthy restriction.
You have a right to weapons, but there's a right to for the society to have reasonable rules to protect each other. And I regard S-22 as a reasonable effort to protect society as a whole.
Many gun advocates who turned out for the public hearing on Tuesday rejected the notion that a waiting period would reduce suicide rates. But even those who were willing to concede the argument, like Moncton resident Justin Lindholm, said it still doesn't warrant passage of the bill.
You can't just take away people's rights to save a life here and there.
The Senate Judiciary Committee could vote on the proposal as early as this Friday. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.